Blog Talk Radio.
Defeated. He is our victory. Bless me, God, not just for me, but so everyone around me can have everything they need. Certainly that is our prayer and our proclamation on today, that the Lord would bless us. And certainly that when we are blessed, that we will be able to bless someone else. Good afternoon, Global Gospel listeners. Once again, this is Saturday. It is the 1 p.m. hour. and you are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you know we are here every Saturday that the Lord says the same from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. And certainly, we want you to know that we give God glory, honor, and praise today, for he's worthy of all the praise. Certainly, from the rising of the sun until the setting of the day, our God is worthy. Certainly, he gave us another moment in time, another opportunity to get things right, another opportunity to call on his name. And we need to remember today that it is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. So we give a faithful God a faithful praise on today. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And let them know that we are live and on the air in studio. Certainly, our call-in number at the appointed time you can call in is 619-924-0800. In addition to being on Block Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. You can reach our archives on any of those networks. We encourage you to connect with us on social media. Look for Global Gospel. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Or X, it's now called. We're on Tumblr, and we are on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our X page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. So we encourage you to like and to share and look for our postings. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you for those that are listening. We want to shout out our sponsors on today. Shout out to Melanated Beards. Shout out to Grandma Etta's Quilting. Shout out to the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Shout out to GPA 4.0, and shout out to MPT Enterprise. Certainly, we thank God for you, our sponsors. Shout out to Third Lounge as well. Perhaps there is a need that they can meet for you. They can make something happen. Certainly, we encourage you to support them. For those that are tuning in for the first time, you can write Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, with the zip code is 11550. You can email us, globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we are looking forward to hearing from you, our listening audience. So we encourage you to write us or email us. Perhaps you might have a testimony that you want to share. Perhaps you might be a musician, a writer, or author. You may be a community activist, a leader. You may be doing something positive in God's kingdom. And certainly we want you to share your gifts and certainly your talent with those that are listening around the world. Again, we shout out to those that are listening in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, California, Nevada, Texas. We thank God for you, you, and for you. And then those that are listening outside of the continental United States, those that are in Canada, those that are in Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, those that are in Suriname, those that are in Brazil, those that are in Argentina, South Africa, Nigeria, Benin. We thank God for those in Benin, those in Ghana, the Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Spain, Italy, France, Switzerland, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, those that are in South Korea, those that are in Taiwan and Japan. Certainly, we thank God for you, you and you listening in around the world, because after all, this is Global Gospel. And so we thank God for you. Shout out to the Townsend family, to the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Hartley family, the Hernandez family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Gross family, the Allen family, the Cox family, the Furman family, the Brown family, Nixon family, Fells family, Wiggins family, Bratcher family, Daniels family, Davis family, Robinson family, the Brooks family, the Carter family, the Odom family, the Wilson family, the Bridell family, the Locke family, the Johnson family, the Washington family, the Thompson family. If I didn't get to your name, certainly we thank God for you as well for listening in because you are a blessing to us. And certainly there is something that we don't know that we still have to learn. And certainly that goes for everybody. You're never too old to learn. And certainly every time you read God's word, there is something new in God's word that you will find. Something will be revealed to you that has not been revealed before. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is where you can find our theme scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. It reads, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Certainly today we came with the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ, to let you know about a man called Jesus, who the Bible says that he is, he was, and he is to come. That means he's a part of the past, the present, and the future. Certainly there is nothing hid from him. He sits high, he looks low, he's in control. For the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And certainly we came to let you know that, yes, Jesus cares about you. He knows about you. And certainly there is nothing too hard for God. We came to let you know that, yes, Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, and he lived and he died and he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And so today he has given us access to salvation, to healing, to deliverance. And certainly you may be down and out. You may be oppressed. You may be suicidal. You may be ready to give up, throw in the towel, walk away, run away, step away. But we came to let you know to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. And certainly God will reward those people that he sees fit to reward, because he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And not only that, he reigns on the just and the unjust. So even when you're not right, God does right by you. And so who wouldn't serve a God like that? His salvation is comprehensive. It'll meet every need in your life. If you have a spiritual need, an emotional need, a financial need, listen, the gospel is here today for you, to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, to set you free. And certainly we can't express that enough, that God can do all things but fail. And so that's why we want to do what God would have us to do. Stay tuned and be blessed. I just want to do his will. Do the will of the Lord. Certainly we must work the works of him that has sent us while it is day. Amen. Certainly there is a passage of scripture I'm going to share from with you today from the Psalms, the part of the books of poetry, and it is a very familiar psalm. And it's not hard to find. That is Psalm 1. And I am going to read from the New International Version. Psalm 1 from the New International Version is what we are going to share with you, our audience, on today. Psalm 1. Hope you can read along with me, or I hope you can read in your study time or your devotion time. Psalm 1 reads like this. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. I'm blessed. Stay tuned.
Come on, get on your feet right here. Come on, you know that feels good. Come on, choir, help me say it every time I turn around.
Thank God I'm blessed. He blessed me. Father, we thank you for your word. Sanctify thy word. Thy word is truth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God. God, let someone be touched, healed, delivered, saved, set free, and encouraged. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you for all things. Amen. For today, I had posted for a topic, I'm blessed. But then as I looked and meditated a little further, as I was preparing to start, I wanted to share with you a different title. The subject matter is the same, but the title, I just want to use one word, and that word is options. Options is something that we all have in life. We have an option ultimately to do right, to do wrong. We have an option to stay or to go. We have an option to be on the right side or the wrong side, to be on the left side or the right side. You understand options. But there's a part of options that I don't understand. And so I've been taught by listening to others and asking questions and inquiring with others a little bit about the stock market. And so I found that there's several apps and several websites where you can buy and trade stocks on your own. And so for the most part, you buy stock at the market price, whatever the price is that particular minute of the day, because most of the sites are in real time. And we know that the stock market fluctuates constantly all day long by the minute, as long as it's open. And even there is something called after hours trading, which takes place while the market may actually be closed. Wall Street may be closed, or whatever the trading institutions are closed, but they are taking place, or it's taking place in another part of the world. But there's a part of buying and selling stocks that I don't understand, and I've been trying to find out time, and that's called options. And options is a matter of calls and puts. It's almost like gambling. Because you're guesstimating what the stock is going to be at a certain time. You're making a decision whether the stock market is going to go up or if the stock market is going to go down. And certainly we never really know what the stock market is going to be, if it is going to go high or low. And so that's why they call it calls and puts. But so as we look at the stock market, the definitions for option, O-P-T-I-O-N. A option is a financial instrument that is based on the value of underlying securities such as stocks. And then the other definition of the stock market is, I had another definition that I wanted to share with you. And I'm trying to see. The other definition of stock market is, I'll come back to it, but it options means that you have the option, but there's no obligations. That is the word that I'm looking for. There is no particular obligations. And so what we do is, life is a summation of good and evil. And so Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15 said, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat, mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Thou shalt surely die. And so here, God gives us options. He gives us an option to do the right thing or the wrong thing. And so we know that Adam chose to do the wrong thing. And so ever since then, the Bible says that man was born in sin and he was shaped in iniquity. And so we know that from there, we know that God came into the world. And so we know that Jesus came into the world to redeem us from our sins, and certainly that we might have a right to the tree of life. Amen. So we thank God for the opportunity to have a right to the tree of life because Jesus has came, and certainly he laid the foundation, and certainly he opened up the way. And certainly we thank God
that because of him, all things are possible. Because of God, we are able to do things. But so Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And so right here, the psalm writer is telling us, listen,
you have an option to go two different ways. You can do the right thing or the wrong thing. And so then there's another passage of scripture that I want to share with you. And so that is found in Psalm 37. And so I'm going to read the entirety of Psalm 37 to you. 37 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet for a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth evil, plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke. Shall they consume anyway? They shall consume into smoke. Smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. How many of us today want the Lord to order our steps? You can go out in the world and do everything that you want to do, everything that you think you're big enough to do, everything that you think you have a right to do, everything that you think that you're obligated to do, but it does not have to be what is pleasing to God. Are you letting the Lord order your steps? And just because sometimes when the Lord orders your steps, it may seem like the world is crazy around you and things may not be going your way, but if you have an assurance that God is ordering your steps, then you know that God is pleased, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. The Bible says, though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Aren't you glad to know that you have the assurance that God will hold you up even if you fall, that it's not all over, it's not the end of you, it's not your demise, but God has a plan for your life. And then what does David say in this here, the 37th Psalm? He gives his own personal testimony. He's talking to us out of experience, but then he gives a testimony about his age. And a lot of people, they don't always want to tell their age. And a lot of times when people get gray hair at a young age, they say, oh, that's wisdom. But we say, oh, well, we don't want wisdom if it's going to make our hair gray. But David gives a story. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He's talking about himself. And so how many of us have an eye testimony today that God has not forsaken us? The Bible says, when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord, he is there. And some of us have been abandoned by our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our cousins, our aunts, our family, our friends, our neighbors, our significant others. We've been abandoned, forsaken, left for dead. They tried to kill us off. They tried to write you off. They spoke evil against you. They spoke negatively against you. But David says, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Listen, God will not forget about you. For the Bible says his mercy, and he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. There goes the blessings of the Lord again. For the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow with it. You're not blessed because of what you do. You're blessed because of what God does in your life. You're blessed because of who God is. You're blessed if you choose the right road. If there's two paths, there's a Psalm 1, there's a path for the righteous and there's a path for the wicked. If you choose the right way, God will bless you. For there's a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Verse 27, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Listen, it's judgment out there. God executes judgment. He gives reward to the obedient, and he gives judgment to the wicked. And certainly if you haven't done anything, don't worry about it. But be not deceived, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. In the world or other religions, they talk about karma. And, you know, if you do good, good will come back to you. You do bad, your bad will come back to you. But listen, I don't believe in karma, but I believe in the law of sowing and reaping, that God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. But if he spoke it, it will come to pass, for the promises of God in him are yea and amen. God watches over his word to perform it. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen, this is David talking again about what he's seen in his life. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bray tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Listen, things don't go the same way all the time. Just because somebody is doing wrong, they cannot do wrong forever and get away with it. There is a day of reckoning, and certainly you don't have to die for your time of judgment. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Listen, it's like the chaff, the wicked, the chaff which the wind drives away is something that's excess, is not necessary, is useless. And the Bible says in verse 37, I like this, it says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. Perfect, not that, you know, this perfect is next to God or their God, but perfect is a sign of maturity in God. Mark the perfect man, someone that you can get spiritual guidance and counsel from, somebody that's going to give you not good advice, but somebody that's going to give you godly advice. Mark them, watch them, observe them. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in their time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Again, I say to you, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Lest you have an option today. You can do the right thing or the wrong thing. You can go left, you can go right, you can go east, you can go west, you can go up, you can go down. You could choose righteousness, you could choose God, or you could choose Satan. You can choose heaven, or you can choose hell. The options are there. Options in the stock market means you make a call or put, but you're not obligated. You have a responsibility, but you're not obligated. You're not obligated. But blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord on today, and he will give you the desires of your heart. If when you do these things, you can say that you are truly blessed. Stay tuned.
How many of you walked in here this morning? Look at your feet and point to them and say, thank you, Lord, that you got feet to walk. You got a voice to talk. How many of you had a place to sleep last night? Aren't you blessed? Aren't you blessed? And yet there are some people always complaining. I don't care where mama used to say we'd be crying with a loaf of bread on the hall. I heard a story the other day that there were some folks just like us on their way to church, all dressed up, Bible under their arm, looking sanctimonious, but they were complaining. Here's old wino. Wasn't dressed up. Didn't have no Bible. Wasn't on his way to church. But I heard him say, I'm blessed. Woo! And it's just good to wake up in the morning and know that you're blessed.
619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Give us a shout out. I'm blessed.
Somebody else. to you. Would you get on your feet and tell somebody, come on, don't be ashamed, go and tell somebody. Find somebody and tell them you're blessed. Hey, I'm blessed.
Again, certainly we are about coming to the close of the hour, and certainly our message today is Psalm 1 entirety and Psalm 37 as well. Psalm 37 is a Psalm of David. Psalm 1 is not titled, but we want you to know you have options, and certainly we pray that you choose the right option on today. And certainly our closing song, Seek Ye the Lord, that you seek ye the Lord, certainly while he may be found, while the option is still yours, because there will be a day and time when you don't have the option to seek God. And so we want you to know that it is critical that you seek him. Psalm 1, Psalm 37, we want you to meditate on that. Again, we thank you for listening in on today. To those that are listening in, wherever you are, the north, the south, the east, or the west, shout out to you, Brother Wiggins, Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless you. Thank you for listening in as well. And certainly to everyone that is listening, thank God for you. Remember, you can leave us a comment on our social media page, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, X. Certainly we want to hear from you. Like and share. Again, we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. As we approach the close of the hour. We're syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. That last selection was I'm Blessed, Reverend Clay Evans. And before that, I was Pastor David Wright and Pastor Earl Jones Jr. I'm Blessed. And certainly we heard from Pastor Rance Allen on Today, I Want to Do Your Will. And certainly we heard from Pastor Kirk Franklin and Maverick City, Bless Me, Bless Me. And certainly certainly we thank God for all of the messages that all the songs and musicians that have shared with us today. And certainly as our closing prayer on today, our closing prayer is in the form of a song. And certainly we want you all to be blessed. We pray that God would bless you and that he would keep you and that he would be who you need him to be in your life at whatever season of your life that you are found in. That certainly, of course, make the right options. And so our closing song today, Seek Ye the Lord While He May Be Found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And so again, we thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Please meet us again, if the Lord says the same, next Saturday, 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you until we meet again, is our prayer. Seek ye the Lord.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Yeah, the wicked or take you away. The unrighteous Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him here.